Okay. Okay. Today we start the 10th parak of Maseches Nedarim. Okay, the 10th parak, the next 12 blot, is Parak Namar HaMarasa. It's all about Hafaras Nedarim. As we said, the second half of the Masechta here discusses not making Nedarim, but getting rid of Nedarim. Up until now, we have spoken about Hataras Chacham, but now we're going to speak about Hafaras Habal and Hafaras Ha'av. We know the Torah describes at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, the halachas of when the husband and when the father are able to get rid of the nedarim of their wife slash daughter. Again, when a woman is single, when she's a pnuya and she is not 12 years old yet, she is a katana. At a certain age, when she's a four years old, she can say anything she wants, and we're not going to trust her. But when she gets to the age of making nedarim, which we'll talk about, or even if she is a nar already, she's already 12 to 12 and a half, but she is not meureses at all, so the father has rights to be made for the nedarim of his daughter. Once she's mu'urasa, if she is a na'araha mu'urasa, so she is both, she is those 6 months, and she's mu'ureses, then the Torah is b'chadesh, that in order to get rid of her nedarim, the father and the husband must team up, which we'll talk about a little bit today, must team up to be made for the nedarim. If either one is not made for the nedarim, if either one is quiet, or for sure if the other one says the nether should exist, so then the nether exists, as we'll talk about in the Mishnah today. And finally, if she becomes a nesua at any stage, so then she is totally in the rishus of the husband, and the husband has exclusive rights in terms of hafaras nedarim. So a couple of introductory remarks about this halacha, and then we'll get into the Gemara. First of all, the lashon hafara, right? Hataras nedarim and hafaras habal, or hafaras ha'av. So it's an interesting tshuva of the Ramban. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef here in Reish Chaf Ches. The Ramban writes that the Gemara is going to say in a couple of amudim. It's going to have a question, but the maskana is going to be that there's a fundamental difference between how hafara and hatara works. Hataras chacham is an uprooting from originally, lamafreya. Hataras chacham, if you knew about it, whether it's we discussed, maybe you'd be mechalik between Pesach and Charata. But either way, generally, the Gemara assumes that hataras chacham is based on uprooting it meikara as if it didn't exist. While hafara of the ba'al or of the father, that is cutting it right now, megas gaias. It existed up until now, and now we're getting rid of it. So says the Ramban, quoted in the Beis Yosef, what does the word hatara mean? Matir. So matir is one of the balachas. Matir means to untie. If you untie a rope, says the Ramban, it's as if the knot was never there. You untie the knot. You untie the knot is straight. It's as if it was never there. That's matir. That's the allusion to hataras chacham, is okarit lamafreya. Mashekin hafara lahafer, mefer is more of a lashon of cutting it right away. You're made for a bris, right? You ruin. You don't keep your side of the agreement. That's right now. Up until now, there was a bris, and right now you're being made for it. So that's an allusion to megas gaias cutting it. It's the difference between hatara and hafara. Read the lashon at the beginning of Reish Chaf Ches. It's a big simon. Beginning of Reish Chaf Ches. The Beis Yosef quotes a tshuva l'Ramban simon Reish Samach Beis. When you untie a rope as if the knot was never there, and that's the pshat with the hataras chacham. But Masha'en came, but Lashon Hafara, Shu Kedavar Sheyeshno, it's there. Elisha Yeshma Akev Milash Limo. But there is something that is preventing from you to have to do it, meaning what the father said, what the husband said, is saying it shouldn't have effect. Like Lahafer Bris, Lafichach Amru, the Baal, Megiz Gaius. And that's the difference in terms of the Lashon of Hafara and Hatara. Oh. There is a limit in terms of the husband's. In terms of the husband's power, as we'll see soon, the husband is only allowed to be mefer nedarim one of two types. Either if it is a neder shebeino leveina, it's something about the relationship between them. It has to do with their relationship, the marriage. It is going to have a tremendous effect on the marriage. Or it is something dvar shel yesh bo inui nefesh. It's something that causes her pain. Right? She makes a neder not to enjoy something. So both of those, if it's something totally not in those two categories, it's not she'el yeshmo inu nefesh, and it's not a davar shebeino leveina, then the husband does not have the rights to it. But the chacha could be matir any neder. The husband is limited to davar sheish bo ini nefesh and a davar shebein ol aveda. Yeah?
Who decides what's ini nefesh?
I guess Bezdin. Bezdin is going to decide.
She says, I'm not eating chocolate.
She said, that's right. What if she hates chocolate? She says, I'm not eating chocolate.
I'm going to die then, but
okay, a diet, right? Do you look at the broader picture?
Right,
good question. Right, what if you look at the broader picture of ini nefesh? What if she really wants to do it? She obviously made a nether for some reason. Right, did she make the nether just to spite someone? But she's not really getting any enjoyment, or maybe she is getting definition question. How do you define enjoyment? So that is the chacham has no limits. The husband has limits. The machlokas we showed, there is a machlokas we showed. And what about the father? Is the father's power limited at all in terms of his daughter's nedarim? The husband is limited to those two types of nedarim, beinola veina and the inui nefesh. So what about the father? So that is the machlokas we showed him. The Ran we're going to have later on at Daf Samaches, we're going to have tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. The Ran holds that the father's rights are also limited to davar sheish bo ini nefesh and davar shebein olav eina. It's limited. You can look at the sixth medium line in the Ran on Samaches and Aleph. The sixth medium line says the Ran, v'chi hechi debal eino mefer b'nidre ishto el nedarim sheish bo inui davar shebein olav eina hachanamiyav. So the Ran says beforish that the father's rights are also limited to these types of nedarim. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says beforish. Again, you don't have to have implicit diukim from this. The Rambam says in Perak Yud Beis, which is about havaras nedarim, kol nedarim ashvuas. All nedarim ashvuas ha'av mefer biyom shamo. All of them. Shneamar kol nedarav esareha. Aval habal eino yachol ha'afer. Ella called Nadar Mushua Shesh Babini Nefesh, oh hey shain dvarim, she been all the up. You go Nishbo, Nadra Shalo Ticho, she won't put on makeup, Oshlo Tiskashi, she won't put on jewelry, Shinamar, Bain Ish, La Ishto. What are Dvarim Shibino? Manadarm Shibini Nefesh, Dvar Shibin Alvina, and he goes through some examples. She won't eat meat, she won't talk to people. Yeah.
But according to the Ran, if she's a father and a daughter,
so we're gonna have to talk about that. What would be a svara to limit it? Why would you limit the father's power? You would say that the husband is different. Has to do. There's a relationship between the two. The father isn't it a different kind of relationship? Maybe we'll get back to that in a minute. So what we say so far: the difference between the lashon of afar and the lashon of atara. We had one machlokas we showed him: is the father's rights limited like the husband's rights are? What is the reason for hafar sadarim that the husband? Let's start off with: why does the husband have such rights? But hafaras nedarim, what is that? What's the svara behind it? So the Gemara says it in a number of places. In nedarim is on the ayin gimel. It says it in Ksuba, it says it elsewhere. Ayin gimel on the bays, the Gemara says, close Rav Pinchas. Rav Pinchas, Mishvei de Rava, to Amar, kol hanoderes, al das bailehi noderes. It's an umduna that the wife, always has the husband in mind, and therefore, you know, in the back of my mind, I always want my husband to be happy with what I do, with my nedarim. Right? We've had the Gemara yesterday, that she always wants to do what her husband tells her to do. Yes, somebody asked me after Shir, there's a lot more to the stories in the Gemara than we have time to talk about. There's a lot of symbolism. So again, we alluded to some of it yesterday, but one shouldn't think that the Gemara just puts in humorous stories for no reason. There's a lot underneath the Baba Ben Buta discussions. But the Gemara says enough Ayin Gimel that every wife has her husband in mind. So Kol Nederes Das Bailo Nederes, and that's why the husband has this power. The question is, how literally do you take this line of Kol Nederes Al Das Bailo Nederes? Where does it come up? There's a Ritva, very important Ritva. It's really Rabino Kreskes. It's quoted as a Ritva in Gittin, but the old Ritva in Gittin was really Rabino Kreskes before they found the new Ritva in Gittin. So in the back of the Mosadar of Kuk Ritvas in Gittin, in Chelik, that's where there's two Chalakim of Gittin, base. You think Yuvah, they're putting together, they're as big as one volume of that Yuvamas. Right, Yuvamas also, they found the Rabino Kreskes. That's why it's so fat. No, it's just because the notes there are humongous. But the Gittin, the Pegimel, where this line comes up, asks Rabino Kreskes, what if the woman makes an Eder? I make an Eder not to do this, and I don't care what my husband says. She says mefurish that she's not noder al das baila. So does that make a difference? So we know it doesn't make a difference. The question is, why doesn't it make a difference? Why doesn't it make a difference? She screams, I'm not noder al das baili. I hate him. Right? I don't care what he says. So Rabbi Kreskes has 2 days. He says, state lo yuchal abal hafer. No, state yuvis medaver. The baal still has afar rights. Why? Chada. Deshema avabisha omeres kain. Even though she says that. Anan sadi shehi einu noderes el shalol rasam baila. No. Deep down, we know she still has, you know, the umdana doesn't change. all husbands and wives, you know, the wife always wants, you know, even though she's screaming, we don't trust her. Anan tzadi. Va'od. And the second reason, no. Second reason is a low plug. Shekiva shenitna ha-Torah rishus l'ba l'hafer la. Since the Torah gives rishus, and the general reason is kolano deres, lo chilek ha-kasev, the Torah was not machalik, but nasal rishus l'hafer kolano dereha. Those are the two deyos in the Rabbeinu Kreskes and Gittin Pei Gimel Amabez, as to how literally do you take kolano deres. If she's screaming, I don't want it, so do we say it works, because it still works because she really wants it deep down, or lo plug. L'may nafkamina, says Abba Chanan, what if the wife thinks her husband died when she made the neder? She thinks her husband died. So if you say it's really because deep down she wants her husband to be made for it, so here she thinks he died. So I mean deep down. She thinks she's dead. So in that case, the Baal would not have afar rights. Mashaykin, if you say no, even no matter what she's screaming, you know, she's still going to have those rights. He's still going to have those rights that even if she thinks that he's dead, you know, the husband would still have hafara rights. That's an important Rabbi Kreskes in Gittin on Daf Pei Gimel. What about, yeah?
That reason sounds like it's more global, not just
they know. Meaning, according to the reason of low plug, you would say it shouldn't be limited to those two types of nedarim. So I guess what you have to say is that low plug only comes afterwards. Chazal, the motivation, the reason why it came into being is the reason of kol nederes al das bailahu nederes. Chazal then made it into a low plug that even if that reason doesn't apply, the rule applies that hafara power still exists. But still, you can't forget kol nederes. And if you focus on that, that's why it will be limited to those two types of nedarim. You don't say low plug and therefore everything would be included. The big shaila is, what's the reason that the father has rights? The Gemara doesn't say. Do we say that the father's rights is similar to the, based on the husband's rights? Just like the wife always has her husband in mind, kol ha-noderes al-das vayli ha-noderes, maybe the father also, kol ha-noderes al-das avia ha-noderes. She always has daddy in mind. She always thinks of her father. She always wants my father, I always want my father to be happy. So the Gemara doesn't say. So maybe the Gemara doesn't say because it's parallel. Just like kol ha-noderes al-das bayla, so too al-das avia. Or do you say no? The Ar Sameach says no. What's the reason for the father? Like what Achim said before, what's the reason? Because she's in Rishus Ha'av. She's in Rishus Ha'av for many, many halachas. We had it in Ksubis. We had it earlier. She's in Rishus Ha'av for many things. So it's not a din in what she's thinking. It's a din imamunus, right? She can accept kiddushin on her behalf, right? Does she think that she always wants her father to be happy? Maybe you can say no. She knows her father can marry her off, so she wants to keep on his good side. Right, so kol noderes al das avia noderes. Or do you say that's machlokas achronim? What the reason is for the father's power, the husband's power? That's in the Gemara. The father's power. That's the question. The Biuri Adav summarizes it here. Let me just say it. Chakru achronim im tam zeh hu gam atam shel afaras ha'av. Do you say it's the same reason? Shekol noderes al das avia noderes. Oh no, sheba'av atamu mishum shehibershuso v'lo mishum shenoderes al daito. That's a chakira in the achronim. So some suggest maybe that's gufa the machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam. The Rambam, who said before that the father has total rights over the nedarim of his daughter, even though the husband's rights are limited to two types of nedarim, beino leveino, and nedarim sheish be'em mini nefesh, the father, says the Rambam, all nedarim. Because maybe the Rambam holds that it's because of a dinimonis issue. She's in Rishus of the father. The father can be no there anything. But Sha'enkein, the Ran, who tomorrow is going to tell us, he already said it today, we already peeped, right? But tomorrow is going to tell us that just like the husband's rights are limited, so too the father's rights are limited, maybe because the Ran holds, because it's the same type of reason, it's a das reason. And therefore, if it has to do with the father, that's why it's limited to Dvarim Sheyesh Behem Inu Leveinah, between the father and the daughter, and Dvarim Sheyesh Behem Inui Nefesh. That is a suggestion by some achronim that those two machlokos are parallel. Okay. Good. One more point. Actually, two more points, and then we'll start. One is a din d'oraisa, that the father and the husband only have the day of. The day of hearing about it is when they can be made for the neder. If they hear about it and then they wait a couple days, then they can no longer be made for. There is a machlokas we're going to get to later on in the Mishnayos, Daf Ayin Vav or so. What does that day mean? Does it mean till Shkia? Or does it mean 24 hours? Meis Leis. So that's going to be a discussion we're going to have later. But either way, Biyom Shamo. It's Torah Shebechzav. Right? If he wasn't made for a B'yom Shamo, right? Like the Chacham has nothing. The Chacham can wait a week. He could try to figure out a Pesach. But the father and the husband both have B'yom Shamo, only the day of hearing about it. Not the day that it was taken. They don't hear about it until a week later that they have that day. But B'yom Shamo, the day they hear about it, then they can be made for the Nedar. Yeah. Could a Chacham be Matar the Nedar if he just hears about it? I know we had the Gemaras yesterday where Rameir, we mentioned the Yishalmi, saw Baruch HaKodesh, that the husband made a neder to the wife to go spit by Rabbi Meir. Right? So it wasn't Matarit. Don't you have to ask for a Pesach or a Charata? You have to know if they really feel bad. So I would assume that Shaila is, you have to have the other guy for fun of. You have to have the one that it's about. That was yesterday's daf, not just this person. Okay. One final point. Let's say, we're going to talk about this, but I'll just say it by way of introduction as well. A father or a husband was not made for the neder. Right? The day went by. Could a woman then go to a chacham and be matir the neder? Once it's hukam by the father or by the husband, could she still do hatara? You go to the chacham, and then it'll come out that the kiyum wasn't meaningful. Did it matter? So that is in Machlokas Rishonim, and it's the Machlokas quoted in the Mechaber and the Rama. In Yoredeya, Sibin Reish Lamed Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, Siv Chav Gimel, Baal Shekiyem Nidre Ishto, the Baal those Bekayim Nidre Ishto, V'hal Chalafei Shlosha Had Yodas V'Tzirulo Mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even after Hakama takes place, you could go to a chacham and get matur nedered, and therefore then what your husband did or your father did, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't exist. Remember, hataras chacham, that was step one we started off today, uproots ilach anchila. So that's what she could do. Oh, you are making it? Okay, I'll go to the chacham down the street, I'll get rid of it. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Raman, no. V'yesh omrim, the ein chacham will give all the yodos yichol v'hatir achar akam shalbao. No, not allowed to. Because the machlokas we shown him. But then the Rama adds, and this gets into Lundus, quotes a Maharik, Aval, what if the Baal wasn't made for it, but he was just Shasak? It's quiet. He wasn't Mekayim it. There are three things that can happen. Either the husband could say, I love that neder, it should be good, or he doesn't have to say anything, or he could be made for it. Three choices. We know he has to be made for it to get rid of it. If he wasn't made for it, so then it stands. But there are two ways he can make it stand. Saying or quiet. So, says the Maharik, when is there a machlokas rishonim, whether you can do the hatara afterwards, only if imamish was making it, positively. But if he was just shasak, then everybody agrees that you can go to a chacham and be matarit afterwards. That's the Maharik in Shorish Nun. What's the lumdus? Now we get into lumdus of Afar Sadar. What's the lumdus behind this? When the husband is making the neder, what is that exactly? What is his role conceptually? She made the neder, and he says, good. So it's Mekuyim. So what exactly is that? Is that being Mosif anything on the neder? Like he's strengthening the neder? He's actually doing something? Or no, he's not making it strong. He just has veto power. He didn't add anything. He has veto power. If he wants to veto it, the Torah gives him veto power. But the she did everything. So some are going to say that maybe that's the chilik of the Maharik. There's a chilik between when he's making it bepeh or he's just quiet. When he's making it bepeh, that's most of something onto her neder. He adds something, and therefore she can't go to the chacham now because now he's involved. She can be matir her neder, but now he's involved. He now made it stronger. He made it a super neder. If he makes it a super neder, then hakamas, so and then she's finished. Doesn't mean she can't go to the chacham anymore. But maybe when he's quiet, then it's not, he didn't add anything. But he just didn't use his veto power. He has the possibility of hafara. But if he didn't use it, he didn't use it. But it's still the same neder that she made. So maybe that's a chiluk in lumdus between the two ways that a ba'al isn't made for. Whether he's makim or whether he's quiet. That's the machlokas. Again, in Reish Lamed Daled, Chav Gimel, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and the Maharik quoted in the Ramah. Yeah. Could he go to a chacham and be matir his wife's neder? That's Menachem said. Does she have to be there? I think she has to be there. I think the one who made the neder has to. But the chacham's going to have to ask her shailos. If you would have known about this, you have to be mafari the neder or the whole kol nidre. Yeah.
Then maybe you could wonder whether the same thing applies to the father. How you
use the father. Does the same thing, right? Would you? That's the same. Maybe same thing with the father.
There is the same. But by the father,
right? By the father, so you might say maybe a chilek between the Rambam and the Ran. If you say like the Ran, you'd say the same lumdus. If you say like the Rambam, so then you might say which direction. If you say that he can be matter, or he can be made for all the nedarim, so then you might say it's purely veto power, even if even the positive hakama, maybe. Okay, yeah. If the whole reason is lamdas, no. So the Torah says, no, the woman can make a nether. She's her own independent person. Right? It's not based on... It's not a t'nai. She didn't make a t'nai. T'nai is different than this case. A t'nai is, she can make a t'nai, I'm making this nether on condition that my husband agrees to it. She can make a t'nai. This isn't as far as a t'nai.
Isn't that what kol
oderes
means?
Kol oderes, but that's an umdana. It's dvarim shebelev. It's a t'nai that gives power. If she makes a beferish t'nai, then you don't need kol oderes. But it's an umdana. What we think is Ram Shemalev is not really a Tanai, and therefore it's he has to go by the Din Daraisa. Okay, so now with that background, now we start Perek Nara Marasa, 10th Perek. Nara Marasa of Yobala Mefina Darel. So the Mishnah assumes that you know the basic laws, meaning pre Erusin, it's the father's domain totally. If she is a Katana, that's old enough to make Nedarim, right? It's about a year before Bat Mitzvah, right? When she's 6 years old, we say it's meaningless. But if a year before Bat Mitzvah, and if she is a Nara, 12 to 12 and a half, and she's not Mu'reses, as we said, then the father has total jurisdiction. Once she becomes a Nesua, then the husband has full jurisdiction. When she is a Nara Hama'orasa, in between 12 to 12 and a half and Erisin, so then they both have jurisdiction and they both together are made for the Nadar. What about Bagrus? What about Bagrus? She becomes a Bogar, she becomes 12 and a half. That's the first run. The first run in the Perek says, by Bagrus she also leaves the Rishus of the husband, of the father. Right? Even if she's not married yet. Fourth line in the Perek. V'nara denaka lafugi Bogaris, she'en lavi Rishusba. V'eino made for the Dareha. Right, Bagrus is out of the reshus of the father regarding Hafaras Nadar. If she becomes a Nesua, then the husband has rights, even if she's a Bogaris. Okay, so you need both. Mefir Nadarel. Hefer Av lo Hefer Abal. Hefer Abal lo Hefer Av. If only one of them was Mefer, Eino Mufar. So then it's not Mufar. You need both. Veinzorach Lomer Shekim Echad Mehan. And surely if one of them was Mekayim it, surely the Neder stands. The Mefarish on top says, what does it mean? Like, Velo Hefer Habal, or Velo Hefer Av. He wasn't Mefer. So the Mefarish says, Shasak. Second one, Velo Hefer Habal, Elo Shasak Meis Leis. Shtikaso Shoseh Mevatelas Haforasel Shoseh. Shasak. So the doesn't just mean kiyem. It's shasak, and the mafarshim. So the Shalmei Nedarim explains the chiddush of shasak is that you might have said shtika kahoda. We have a principle elsewhere. Shtika kahoda. If somebody doesn't say something, sometimes it means acquiescence. It means I'm agreeing. So let's say the father and the husband are standing here, and one of them says hafara, it's mufar, and the other one says nope. No, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say so. You might have thought that shtika kahoda. So that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. No, we don't say Shtika Kohoda. And it's, no, you have to be Mayford. If you're not Mayford, if you're quiet, then it does not exist. The Neder exists and the Hafara does not exist. Ask the Gemara. Hainu Reisha. Aviyu Baal Mefir Nedareha. I don't understand. The Mishnah says the husband and the father have to do it. The next line says if only one of them do it, it doesn't work. We know that from the first line. It says that both of them have to do it. Aviyu Baal Mefir Nedareha. So the Gemara said, no. What's the Chiddush? Mahu detema o aviha o baila katani kamash malon. Now you might have said, if just the Havamina, just the Reisha, if you would have just had the first line, husband and father are Mefir, you would have thought that's an or vav, not an and vav. Either or, the husband or the father could do it during Erusin. Kamash Malan, they both have to do it. So first, just a technical point. Ask the Rush, the first Rush on the Amud, why couldn't it just say, Avi Ubaila Yachtav? That would have saved ink. Just say that word, Yachtav, they have to do it together. So the Rush says, the first Rush on the Amud, V'hatalotani Avi Ubaila Mefirim Yachtav, Ein Zalashana Mishnah. It's not how the Mishnah usually talks. Do a Yachtav. The Rishash says that if it would have said Yachtav, quoting this Rush, you might have thought that they have to do it mamish at the same moment. Toch de dibor. Yachtav, do it together. They have to say it together. We are made for it. That's not true. They have to do it on the day that each of them hear it. But it doesn't have to be mamish Yachtav. So that's the Rishash. That's what you might have thought had it said Yachtav. But what's the lumdus here? What? So it's just a linguistic thing. We might have thought either or, kamash mal on both. So what's the havamina? How would we have understood hafaras adarim or eris in aram arasa in the havamina kamash mal on? So maybe one could suggest, how do you look at erison? It's a chiddush haTorah here. Erison is this quasi status. The father has a connection. The husband has a connection. Each of them have a relationship with this young lady. The question is, how do you look at those relationships? Do we look at Erison as there are two separate superimposed relationships, one on top of the other? There's the father-daughter relationship, and there's the husband-wife relationship. And they both exist separately during this time. Do you say that's what Erison is? Because the father and the husband have rights. So do we say they're two separate relationships, they both exist now? Or do we say no? Erison is a unified, there's a woman who's related to both women, who halachically is related to both parties. She's still Birshus Aviyah and she's in the Birshus Habal. It's really one unified relationship. It's not two superimposed. Maybe that's the Havamina and the Maskana. The Havamina is that each of them separately could do it. Maybe why? Because the Torah is being mechadish, that as long as you get rid of one, right, they're each two separate superimposed relationships, get rid of one, that's good enough. One hafara, kamash malan, no, they're a team. Kamash malan is one unified relationship. If it's one relationship, so then they both have to do it. They're each partners. Kamash malan. That's just one possibility what the Havamina and the Maskana is. Maybe that's the Maskana that you might have even thought, even talking to Dibor. That's the Rishash's point. Kamash malan, you don't have to go that far, even if they're partners. But either way, all of these technical lines, there's lum that's behind them. We just have to figure it out. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, "Beizor achol meshakim echan mehen." So what does the Mishnah say? If one of them wasn't mefer, it doesn't work. And surely, if one's mekayim, so ask the Gemara, "Lamali lemisi?" What's the chiddush of that line? Hashto yish lomar hefer zeh below zeh below klum. If we know that one of them is mefer, it's not a good enough hafara. Kayim echan mehen lamali. So surely, if one of them is mekayim, what's the chiddush of the last line of the Mishnah? Says the Ran. Doesn't the Gemara say many times, lo zu av zuk, zu ve'ein sarach lomer zuk tani? Sometimes the Gemara says, the last line of the Mishnah is not a chiddush, you're right. The first line is the chiddush, and it doesn't say, sometimes it doesn't always say the last chiddush, the greatest chiddush last. Sometimes it says the greatest chiddush first. So the Ran says, no, this is worse than that. Because usually, what does that mean? Zu ve'ein sarach lomer zuk tani. You have two dinim. One of them is more of a chiddush than the other one. Here's the same din. Here's mamash the same din. It's saying that if one is mefer, it's not good enough. So if one is mekayim, it's the same exact halacha. Right across in the run. We're in the middle of the middle of the small lines. Even though many times it says two separate dinim, where one is more mechudus than the other one. It still says it. It's one thing. You can't say it's Zuvay and Sarach Lomar Zuktani. It's the same exact din. So that's what the Gemara asks. What exactly is the last line teaching me? So it says the Gemara, the reason of either, but we know either one, don't read the last line of Ein Sarach Lomar. The Gemara already said from let's say there were three lines of the Mishnah. From line two, we already learned that it has to be both. The Svara al Das by Ladas Aviyah. So what? That maybe that's the Kamash Malan. So maybe because it's a unified relationship, Erisin, and you can't just have one or the other, right? Well, do we say both? Do we say the Umdana? If you say it's the Umdana in both cases, maybe she does it al Das Aviyah Ubaila, you know, Daris, and maybe that's why they both. Maybe that could be. Maybe that's why they both exist. But you need both. Anyway, so says the Gemara. What's the chiddush of the last line of the Mishnah? Of course, if one is Bekayim. So lo tzricha lemisne ki itzrich le the following. This is the last line. What's being referred to? Kagon tehefer echad mehem v'kiyem echad. Let's say the father was made for the nether, but then the husband was Bekayim it. The chazer hamekayim initial al hakamaso. But then the one who is Bekayim goes to a chacham and is shoel on his kiyum. Again, the father is made for the neder, and then the husband is mekayim. Oh, I was mekayim. Oh, I can't believe it. I didn't know. He was mefer. I didn't know that. So he runs to be mefer. So now he gets his hakama mufard. So now, does the first hafara of the first one, Does that still work? Says the Mishnah, no. Ma'u detema mai de'uki ha'akre. You might say that again. Let's say the father was mefer, and then the husband was makim, and then the husband got rid of his akama. You might just say now the husband is mefer, and it's fine, beautiful. They were both mefer. Kamash malan, no. The mefer in shneim bebas achas. No, the hafara of both of them have to exist bebas achas. What does bas achas mean? Without a hakama in the middle, without a prevention of the hafara in the middle, and therefore, even though you get rid of the hakama, still, it's not called bas achas. The Ran says this doesn't mean bas achas toka de dibur. It just means bas achas without having a hakama in between. That's the chiddush of that. That's what's being alluded to in the last line of the Mishnah. There is a machlokas, which we're going to refer to again a number of times, and that machlokas again between the Rambam and most Rishonim. The Rambam has a chiddush. The Rambam says, let me ask you the question. B'yom Shamo, the husband and the father, right? They have to do it the day that they hear about it. What about if the husband and the father hear about it a week apart? But on each day that they hear about it, they're mefer. You know what the Rambam says? It doesn't work. B'yom Shamo, for the father and the husband, have to be the same day. If they're not mefer at the same day, doesn't work. Doesn't work. Tough luck. You didn't hear about it, okay? Sorry. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes this in Perek Yud Beis. So bas achas is mamish bas achas. So, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. In Hilchos Adarim, that's the Shita of the Rambam. Sha'acha Sheheifer Ha'av, Vishama Ha'arus, Hariza Mefer, B'yom Shemoa Ha'av. It's got to be the same day. The Me'iri here quotes the Rambam, what are you talking about? Most Rishonim do not like the Rambam. B'yom Shemo, respectively. When each of them hear about the Neder, that's it. But that is the Rambam versus most Rishonim. But there is two important points here. And that is, this case, the Ran quotes both of these issues. Number one, so what happened here? The husband father was mefer, and then the husband was makim, and then the husband got rid of his akama, right? He was mefer it. Could the father now do hafara again, and now it'll be called bas achas? Again, the husband was mefer, and then the father was makim, and then he was mefer. So now he's mefer. So could the original hafara didn't work? We said. So could the original person do the hafara again now? Now it's called bas achas. The Ramban says yeah. Because now it's called bas achas. Now it's called bas achas. The Rambam says no. Once it's gone, it's gone. Once you did a hafara that did not work, you can no longer do hafara again. Says Rav Shach, the Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Adarim, he says, hello, if there's a problem with your hafara, so then you can never do hafara again on this nether. It's lost. And he says, this is even the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch even has a greater chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's say a father does hakama. He does hakama. And then he does hafara. Before the other guy found out about it. Okay, who am I talking about? The father. Let's say the father does hakama, then hafara. And then the husband does hafara. Does that work? Shulchan Aruch says, no. Ask the gra there. It says, it's a tamua. That's not in the Gemara. The Gemara only has basachas. If one is mefer, then the other one is makim and then mefer. The Shulchan Aruch goes a step further. Says the Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri. Says, no, the pshat is, if there's ever anything wrong with your hafara, it's finished. It's finished. If you already make him, so then your hafara is a little tainted. It's a little tainted. You can look at the Avi Ezri. We don't have time to go through it now. But it's a little tainted, and therefore, it is not going to work. Okay, I'll ask a question now that the Ran asked, but then we'll continue, and then we'll come back to the answer, because it's a beautiful answer. I want to get the question now. What does it say? That if one of them is mefer and then the other one is makim and mefer, then it's not called bas achas. One minute. Let me ask a question. Ask the Rashba. What's hafara? Didn't we just say, how does hafara work versus hatara? Hafara is, cuts it right now. Hataras chacham does what? It uproots it meikara. So why isn't this called bas achas? The father is mefer it. The husband does hakama, but then he goes to a chacham, and it's matired on his hakama. So it never existed. So why isn't it called basachas anyway, asked the Rashba? Why isn't this basachas? No, we have time. I'll say the answer now. Why isn't it basachas? So the Rashba gives his own answer. The Ran doesn't even feel like quoting it. The Ran says, I'll give my own answer. Why isn't this like, basically asked the Rashba, the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. The Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin says, let's say a man gets married on condition that his wife does not have nedarim. And she ends up having nedarim. So you know what? They're not married. But what happens if the day after the chuppah, the day after Shavuot Brachas, they go to a chacham and she gets all of her nedarim matired? You know what? Mazel tov. They're married. So you see, hatar nedarim gets rid of everything, gets rid of the nedarim. So why don't we say that the hatara here that gets rid of the hakama, and therefore there's two afars nedarim, bebas achas? What's the difference? So the Ron gives a very lumdish answer. Look at the fourth to last medium line in the Ron. Not a problem. There's a big difference. Again, what are the two cases we're comparing? There's a big difference between a man who gets married on condition that his wife does not have nedarim, and then you get rid of the nedarim, then the marriage kicks in. Versus a case where a husband does hafara, then the father does hakama, and you're getting rid of the hakama. Do you say those hafaras are bavas achas? Do you say the hakama disappears? Says around, there's a big difference. Lav kushi hiklal. Dikidushin. By Kiddushin, you did an act. You did a Maisa Kiddushin. There's something preventing it from being Chal. But really, you did an act. So the second that the prevention is removed, the act kicks in. He doesn't quote it here, but you can relate this to Ksubis Nun Zayin. We have the Tosfos there that say, all Tznoim is a Chiddush. I get married, I give my wife a ring. Harei Mekudeshes Li. I should say that if it rains tomorrow. So why should that have any effect on what I'm doing? It's a Chiddush. All Tznoim is a Chiddush, says Tosfos. So you put that into this Ron. If you do an act of Kiddushin, and there's something that's preventing it, then you could say, if you remove the prevention, it's finished. Then the prevention is finished, and the Maisa works, it kicks in. There's a Chalos that's ready to kick in. You remove the Neder, boom, it kicks in. What's going on here now? You want to get rid of your Hakama. So you get rid of your Hakama. So has anything happened yet once you get rid of the Hakama? No. There's nothing that's about to kick in. So the other one did Hafara. So now you did Hakama, you get rid of your Hakama. But even after you do your Hakama, it's still no good. You have to do something else. If there's no Chalos that's ready to kick in to be Chal, and even if you remove the impediment, it's not going to be Chal automatically, says the Ron, it's not going to work. It'll always continue to exist somewhat, and therefore won't be called Bazakas. Again, we could talk more about that Lundis, but that is the Ron's Chiluk between the case of Kiddushin, getting rid of the Nedarim, versus this case, getting rid of the Hakama, it's still not called Bazakas. Okay, let's go. Says the Gemara, two dots. So what's the source? That the Nara Marasa, the father and the husband. If she is to a man with Nadarm on her. And if you look at the previous pasuk, it mentioned the father. So the Gemara says, Smichus is the father and the husband. They could do both. They both can, must be made for the Nadarm. Ask the Gemara, Emahai Krabin Nesuoksiv. It says, she'll be to a man. Maybe that's talking about Nesua, the second stage of marriage, not just Erisin. Imishum Nesua, Krach Rinuxin. No, there's a different pasuk about Nesua. Vim base Ishanadara. That's the pasuk about Nesua. So the earlier one must be about Arusa. Ema Travaya Benesua. Maybe you have two pasukim about Nesua. And meaning, maybe two pasukim about Nesua, and by Nesua you need both, even the father. Vechitema, which we're going to reject that for other reasons. Vechitema, Shrei Krabbe Nesua, Lamali, Lamemar. Why would you need two psukim ba, or maybe the Gemara doesn't think that in the Havamina, but either way the Gemara says, why would you need two psukim by a Nesua? To teach me, She'ena Baal Mefer Bakodman. One is to teach me the regular halacha that the Baal can be made for the Nedarm of his wife, and the second one would tell me that the Baal cannot be made for a Nedarm that she took before they got married. Made for Bakodman. The Baal cannot be made for Bakodman. The Chacham can be made for no matter what. So maybe that's why you need two Pesukim by Nesua. So the Gemara says two answers why you cannot think that Pasuk is by Nesua. V'lava Mila Shemasmina? Answer number one, you need a separate Pasuk to tell me that the Baal cannot be made for Bakodman? What do you mean? What does the Pasuk say? V'imbeis Isha Nadara. You don't need an extra Pasuk to tell me besides that that the Baal can be made for Bakodman. That's the Pshut Lashon Mikra. V'imbeis Isha Nadara. If she makes a neder in the house of her husband. From that Pasuk, you will learn the Din and the Din of Ein Baal Mefer Bakodman. So the other pasuk you don't need for nisuin. So again, that's how you know it can be used for erusin. Second answer, ibay seima. How do you know the first pasuk is about erusin? Da havaya kiddushin mashma, because the lashon havaya hayo siela ish always means kiddushin, right? We've had before iskish havayis lahadadi. We had him. We're going to have him mesekas kiddushin. That all the darkei kiddushin, kesef shtar and bia, could all be compared to each other. Havaya to kiddushin mashma. The Ron quotes that there are other psukim that havaya refers to nisuin, but he said this one can't be. Can't be. Why? Because he said it's impossible to suggest that the father will have some power after nisuin. It's impossible. So the Gemara doesn't say that point, but that's why he also said that's behind this answer of havaya kiddushin mashma. It's impossible that the husband has any rights after nisuin. Period. So now the Gemara asks, Ema, Av l'chude mefer. So fine, you quoted a pasuk that is talking about Nara Marasa, and the father and the husband are both included. And we assume it's both. So now we're asking, like we said, how do you know that the pasuk is teaching me that you need both? Maybe it's either or. Ema av l'chudei mefer. And the bach is in the other side of the gersol. O ba l'chudei mefer. The bach is in both sides. Maybe it's just one or the other. Again, the havamina might be the one, just like we said before. Maybe it's two separate relationships that you only have to get rid of one. So the Gemara says, Im Kain. What do you mean? It's either or, B'shas Erusin, V'asr Yisar Beis Avia, Yanios Alamali. So then why do you need the pasuk that the father could do it before she becomes Erusin? Hasa Yishleber B'makamaris, Befer Av L'chudei. If, in a case where there's also another party involved, the Arus, if you say there the father has rights that he could get rid of it by himself, Shlo B'makamaris B'boi, then he wouldn't need a pasuk to teach me that the father could do it before Erusin. Of course he could do it before Erusin. There's nobody else involved. So that's why, again, the pasuk must be referring to not only Erusin, but that they both have to do it. So now the Gemara asks the opposite. Ema avli boy arus, vi arus l'chude mefer. No, maybe not. Maybe the father, you're right, requires the arus during Erusin, and that's the chiddush, that if he's by himself, if before Erusin, the father could do it by himself. Once it's Erusin, then he needs the arus. But the other way doesn't work. The arus doesn't need the father. V'chi arus l'chude mefer. So the Gemara says, but then you have another kasha. V'chi tema, if that's true, av d'chazav rachmana lamali. So, Lamali, so what do you need? What is the father doing there? If the Aris could do it by himself, the Aris could do it, so what are you bringing the father in? No, maybe the father still has veto power, right? If he can be make him it, even though the Aris would be able to be made for it by himself. So Gemara says, no, again, that doesn't work. Im Kain, if it's really true that the Aris could do it by himself, the Im Beis Isha Nadara Lamaikasa, so what do you need the pasuk that's by a pure Nesua? Kal v'chomer, the opposite of what we just said 2 lines ago. Umav v'bakam av aris mefer l'chudei. If in Erusin the aris would have rights not exclusively, but just by himself, he'd be able to take care of it. Shlom v'bakam av iboy. So surely b'shas nisuin. So again, so we rejected that either one of them should have rights to do it by themselves, and therefore again we've proven amen aleph. We proved that if the pasuk was by Erusin, and now Amma Beis, we just proved that the pasuk means that both of them have to be mefer. One more try. Again, maybe the pasuk, no, that pasuk really, an aris could do it by himself. What do you need the extra pasuk that the aris, that the baal could do it after marriage? If he could do it by Erusin, he could for sure do it by Nisuin. No, maybe that's just teaching me the chiddush that the baal cannot be mefer nedarim that she made before they were married. Sklamar answers no. That's impossible. Why? Because if that's true, umine, we would be medayek that the husband cannot be made for bekonmin, but the aris made for bekonmin, but an aris would be able to be made for bekonmin by nedarim that she made before Erusin. But says the Gemara, you have to add in a few words here. But why would that be? An aris would have more power than a baal? It must be only because elolam mishum shitfase da'av. It must be because he has a partner. The father and the aris together can be made for even bekodmin, even though the husbands would not have that ability. The Ron explains in the last line of the Ron, since the av doesn't have a problem with kodmin, because there is no such thing as kodmin when it comes to the father, right? There's no such thing as before the father relationship. So because the partner, because the teammate doesn't have the problem of kodmin, so too the aris does not have the problem of kodmin either, because they form a team. And the Sharmasana Balacha just gives the mashal, the aris can't do it, but teamed up, the baal can't do it, but the aris can do it with the father. So he says it's just like you have a big load, one person can't pick it up, but together they can. So too the aris, Shalom Nisali Koach Ami Man of the Aris cannot do it. He wouldn't be able to, even if he's married, he can't do Mefer Bekodmin. But once he has a team, once he has somebody to help him lift it, so then he'll be able to do it. Right? Similarly, he quotes the Gemaras we had in Shabbos about Zeh Yachol, Zeh Eino Yachol, the discussions of Masech Shabbos about Hotzah. Yeah.
It goes back to how you view the relationship.
It goes back to how you had that. That's definitely, have to go through these lines slowly. The lum that's behind all of these Havaminas and Maskanas are, what exactly is Erusin? Is there one player, one major, one minor? Like, is there one more central? Is the husband more central? Is the Aris more central? That each of these Havaminas, maybe the Aris should do it by himself, maybe the Baal should do it by himself. That's not just technical Havaminas. That might be lum this, maybe Erusin is this, maybe Erusin is that. Kamash one, maybe Erusin is unified together. Maybe unified, maybe two of them on top of each other, as we spoke about before. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Hashem, we'll continue.